Hello, this is Jeff Wine with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Key Realty in Port Huron. I would like to go to work for you. Contact me at 810-650-6255 or email me at jeff@porthuronhomes.com.
All right, on this Thursday morning, pretty good looking day out there too. Memorial Day weekend on the way. It's going to be a busy travel weekend, and it looks like it's shaping up to be a busy travel summer, whether it's the FIFA World Cup games, America 250's got all kinds of things happening all over the country. A lot of people want to travel, and a lot of people are using AI to help plan their trips. Joining us right now to talk more about this is Director of AI Advocacy at GuideGeek, Greg Oates. Greg, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for having me.
Appreciate you joining us. How is AI improving travel planning for folks?
Well, it's incredible. I mean, the last 3 years since ChatGPT launched, we now have tools where we can ask much more specific questions and add a lot more context about who we are as travelers. Like if my wife and I are traveling and we both like certain things and we want to do different experiences, we can load all that into an AI tool and ask questions where before with Google, I think it was like 38 characters was the maximum. Mm-hmm. You got just some basic blue links, but now you can have a much more in-depth conversation with a destination or attraction or hotel to find what you're looking for at a much more personalized level.
Everybody's trying to find ways to save money. Are there ways that you can use AI to help save money?
Yeah, no, for sure. Basically, just by asking an AI, and not necessarily ChatGPT. ChatGPT is not the best for search, and a lot of people attribute that specifically as AI, but you know, whether it's Google, Gemini, or Perplexity. But just asking questions like, what are free events during the time I'm traveling, even when you're in the destination? What attractions are giving free or giving discounts? Opening hours that might be discounted. My wife and I are in Miami now, and the main museum here, we've just found out using AI that Thursday nights are free for people that want to attend the museum. And also, it's not just budget travelers, like at all levels, even upscale, luxury travelers. Everyone's looking for more bang for the buck. So I don't want to couch this as something only for budget travelers. It's really for everyone.
Some travel destinations have their own AI tool built into their app or their website. Is that reliable, or are you better off using something like ChatGPT?
Yeah, that's a big question. That's what we do. Our tool, GuideGeek, now works with about 60 different tourism boards around the world. And a tourism organization is the best source of truth. They have the most in-depth information, the most specifics, all the hidden spots, et cetera. So we always say that using a tool that the tourism board has developed and trained and that indexes all the tourism organization's website is by far the best for both the specific information and the most authentic information. That said, I always say that, you know, use a few tools. Use GuideGeek if the tourism board has it, but also use Gemini and use Perplexity because they all will surface different ideas and they're so quick, so it's not like a big burden. So yes, we'd say GuideGeek is fantastic, but, you know, try other ones as well.
What are some good ways to use artificial intelligence when you've already arrived at your destination? In other words, you've used it to plan your trip. Now you're there. What are some good ways to use it?
Right. So that's where GuideGeek excels because it also operates on social media channels, which people have access to, whether it's Instagram or Facebook Messenger. A lot of international travelers use WhatsApp. And so in those situations, it turns the social media into an actual chat where you can have a conversation with the destination. And again, it's indexing everything on the website. If you're in a destination that doesn't have GuideGeek, then what I use all the time, I'll go to Perplexity, sometimes Gemini. And also, it's something that now that we're talking about how to save money, but the paid models do give better information. But just ask, like, give your location, say what's a great restaurant, like Italian or a family restaurant or what have you, that's within walking distance to me. Or say, I'm not sure what I want to do today. It just started raining. What's some great indoor attractions that my family or my wife and I or you know the whoever you're traveling with might be interested. But just to think of it as, and some this weirds some people out, but to think of it as a human, to think of it as a local in the destination who knows everything about the destination and just chat with it like a person.
There you go. Yeah, as easy as that. Good stuff. Where can we go for more information?
Yeah, for sure. So guidegeek.com, which is G-U-I-D-E-G-E-E-K, .com will tell you everything you want to know about the future of travel and just getting more bang for your buck.
All right. We'll check it out. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Val. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.